Today's daf is Gittin daf Chavav, and we are on the Mishnah on Chavav Amud Aleph as we continue with the halachas of writing the get in different ways and the kavanas of having different wives in mind as we finish the sugya Brera, and now we start the next topic. So this Mishnah talks about the different parts of the get, the tofes and the toref. The tofes is the form part of the get, the generic part of the get that one fills in the personal items. Like sometimes you get a form and the generic items are filled in, that's the tofes. And the toref is the main part of the get, which includes the names and the places. And there is a machlokas about what else, but we will see. Rashi describes and defines the toref. This is Rashi earlier, a couple of days ago, on Chaf Aleph Amabez. Rashi says the toref is the giluya shel get. The lashon of Rashi on Chaf Aleph Amabez. Makama ish v'ha'isha v'hazman. That is the formulation of Rashi, leaving out the extra line that we will see soon. It is interesting that Rashi includes the date in the toref of the get. A date you might say is Durabanan. The Beis Yosef notes that it's Durabanan. How can you say that's part of the toref, which sounds like a din d'araisa? Says the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Chav Gimel. We learned earlier, Daf Yud Zayin, the two dayas in the Gemara, why we put a date in the get. Kol sheshar hatoref nechtav keil chaso zman lo yelo eladin tofes v'tzarachin. He says it's amazing that you could say that the date. Rashi said beferish chafal from a base. Rashi says the date is also part of the toref of the get, the main part of the get. What is that? Only saying it on a rabbinic level? It's part of the toref. B'midaraisa na, says the Beis Yosef, v'efshar de almua ki iluhi shel Torah. It must be they gave it the status of part of the Da'oraisa definition of the get. Kida Ashkechan bimukdam l'da'as harash. Like the Rush says earlier, and he wrote about the Ashtar Mukdam, that also would be Pasol Da'oraisa. What's the Nafkamina? If the date is not there, is it Pasol Da'oraisa? Is it Pasol? Is it Batel? As we had the different Lashonos yesterday. But that's the Beis Yosef's Ha'ara, that you can have something that's Durabanan that is part of the toref. He also says later that you can have something that's daraisa that's part of the tofes. Right? It works in both directions. Toref and tofes are not defined as durabanan versus daraisa. It's just defined as definitional part of the get and not definitional, personal definitional part of the get and general definitional part of the get. Good. So the Mishnah says, Hakosei Tofsei Gittin. Let's say I'm a sofer and I'm writing the tfasim. I'm writing the forms of the get. I want to make sure if people come by, I have it all ready. If somebody comes by, I don't have it ready, they're going to go to somebody else. I want to get the business. So I want to make sure that I have all of the shtaris ready. So if somebody's writing the tfasim, Tzarech Sheyaniach Makam Ha'ish U'Makam Ha'isha U'Makam Hazman. The Mishnah says you have to leave open the name of the man and the woman, and the date. You have to leave that because that has to be written l'shma, the kasav la l'shma, and therefore that's included in what is required to be left out. The Ramban, we didn't mention this Ramban earlier when we did it on Daf Chaf, but it's an important Ramban. The Ramban says the name of the man and the woman and the date is all part of what we call their Sefer Sfiras Dvarim Hu Da'asa. Remember we had a limud on Chafim Aveiz, I think it was, that the get is called a Sefer, Chaf Aleph Aveiz. Hashadachsif Sefer L'Sfiras Dvarim Hu Da'asa. What does that mean? The get has to tell a story. It has to be L'Saper, Sfiras Dvarim, says the Ramban, Pirish Nirali, so Ramban Adav Chaf. Mishum Dachsif Sefer Krisus, Sfiras Dvarim Shel Krisus. You have to tell the story of the cutting off. Right, there's marriage, and this is me, and this is you, and we're cutting the relationship. The EF Charlotte Saper Krisus Shabin Olaveina, it's impossible to tell the story, LMK Kazav Shmo Vishma, unless you say the names of the different parties involved. Vishemi Ro Vishemi Ra Lav Dafka. The Ramban says, the name of the places of their cities, those are not required. Did the Eved Avobish Ainsha Maka Mugureshes get Pasolumi Durabanan? Mikomaka Mugureshes Vena Mugureshes Havye. Ubitosvis, and that's the point number one of the Ramban. This is all part of Sfiras Dvarim. Then the Ramban says, our Gemara does not link it, but is our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, is there any difference between them? The Ramban quotes an opinion of the Baalei Tosfos, we don't have, that this Mishnah is all Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir, who holds, Muki Lach Rebbe Meir, Da'amar Edi Chasima Karsi, Ve'i Afshar Ela Imkein Mochiach Mitocho, Mi Megarish Umi Miskareshes. According to Rebbe Meir, who has more focus on the Chefsa than on the Edim, so he requires Mochiach Mitocho, what is going on? Rebbe Lazar, the people tell us. The Edi Mesira would tell us. You're right. Ironically, Rebbe Lazar requires the Ksivas Aget to be Lishma, while Rebbe Meir requires the Chasima. But in terms of being clear, not Mezuyach Mitocho, which we mentioned before is a psul, even according to Rebbe Lazar, but Muchach Mitocho, the positive requirement, says the Ramban, of the Get telling the story, maybe that's only according to Rebbe Meir, because that's, according to him, we need this Get to talk and tell us everything about it. But according to Rebbe Lazar, you wouldn't need it. The Ramban quotes that as a Deya, but then says, Ve'eno Nachon, I don't agree. I think even Rebbe Lazar, the Gemara does not limit it, even Rebbe Lazar would require Sviras Dvarim, would require the story being told. You're right. Who affects and what affects the Get from working? That's the Edi Mesira. But not that this whole discussion would only be according to Rebbe Meir. And then the Ramban adds one more point. V'yesh omrim, shmo v'shma v'iro v'ira midirabban antzrichi. I said before that the names of the places aren't dafka. Yesh omrim that they are dafka. V'yaf api, kain, im lo kasav, ein choshchin l'recha get klal. They are required and they are part of the Torah, but if you don't have it, and even though it's only midirabbanan, if you don't have it, then I think the get is totally insignificant and null and void. Why? He has an important lashon to call a megaresh adaita drabana megaresh v'shaviyur rabbanan legita chasla bi'alma. We'll get to that in the third parak, that lashon be'ezus Hashem. But he says once the rabbanan tell you, and this is exactly what the Beis Yosef just said a couple of minutes ago. Once the rabbanan add a requirement to a get, then we can blur the lines between what's required to rabbanan and what's daraisa. And once they say this is part of the Torah, even with rabbanan, whether it's the date, whether it's the places where they're from, then the get's going to be batel, not just pasul, if it is not done, and the Ramban says we have to keep that in mind. So that's in terms of the Sviras Dvarim who da'asa. There is another opinion right here on our Mishnah. If you look in the Nagos Ashri on the Rush, the first Nagos Ashri on our Perek, he quotes a Rabbeinu Yoel that says even without the names, it's going to be a good get. Says Rabbeinu Yoel. Mikan mochiach Rabbeinu Yoel, Duhu adin afilu mohaya mazkir klal shemo ish v'ha'isha, beget shehu kasher, rak sheyeh kasav kilchaso. If you write it, l'shma, so that's it. Our Mishnah says, you need to. You should write the name of the isha of the isha. It doesn't say it's possible if you didn't. It says, even if you don't have the names, it says, I divorce you. That's all it says. So the Rabbeinu Yoel says, that's good, Va'ode viraya, and he quotes that the Arzaruah quotes this Rabbeinu Yoel, and he argues. Says, tahabanim mamzerim. She's not divorced at all. Right? You need this. This is the names. There is a day out there that even without it, it would be significant, but seems like Lamaisa, we would say not that. One other shita, which we probably should have mentioned earlier, but it's a very interesting suggestion, the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach in the first paragraph of Ilchos Gerushin says, maybe there's a difference in importance between the man's name and the woman's name. Right, so far we've said either Pashtus, according to most Rishonim, you need it, and if you don't have it, the get is nothing. Or there is a day or a Rabbeinu Yoel that even without it. The Ar Sameach says, maybe give him a chalik between the man and the woman. Why? Which one is more significant? The man. If the man's name is in there, and then the woman is holding her get, then you know which woman we're talking about. That's called Tfisas Bal Hashtar, as we've discussed in the past. If I'm holding a shtar that somebody's mischayiv something to me, then the shtar talks for me on my behalf that so-and-so owes me. So too, suggests the Ar Sameach, Mitzara Svara Havi Efsha, this is Perek Aleph, right in the beginning of the second page of the Hilchos Gerushin. Uba Mitzara Svara Havi Efsha Lachalik Bein Shmo Lishma, Dishma Below Kasuv Chashiv Sviras Dvarim, Okrisus. It's considered even without her name. Why? Tahari at mukureshes havi kamo de amar beget pashut mimcha gavra de nothing mitusa yade mashma. Right. If it says in there you are divorced from me, and it says the man's name, and it happens to be this woman's husband, and she's holding the get, so then you know that she's the woman involved. Even without having it, that's enough, that's explicit enough to be considered Sfiras Dvarim, as we started off this whole discussion. They have to tell the story. Hachinami, at denafik mituta yadich mashma, avo below shmo, without his name, imkein afim yishkan edim, hare ha edim hema mesaperim, vaget eno mesaperim mitocho klum. Right, the get has to be mesaper, not the edim, and that's why even Rabbi Lazar, right, the Ramban says, would require it. Uve pra lamay the kamlan v'chulu, and then ulam kasha la'achriya misvara says, I think this makes a lot of sense, but I'm not going to paskin that way misvara. But I found the Yerushalmi, that I think says this explicitly. Says the Ar Sameach. What does the Yerushalmi say? You're allowed to write a get al ha'ala shel zayis. Velo kimikurahu, you can write it on a leaf, like we said before. Amar Ebzera, Tanabuna Barshila, Afilu Kosev, Aniploni Megarish Ishti Kasher. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Even if it says I so and so divorce my wife, Kasher. Says the Ar Sameach, Hare. Did not get lashon katzar. The sagi baget v'nakit shmo v'lo shma. The lo amar megarish yes plonis. Rak ishti v'haino ayde edim mesira v'ade kashim v'natora v'lo pirish shma. V'yape edim chasim alam adamashim v'natora called every sheyochel lizdayev. V'zer raya atzuma. And I think that is a very strong raya that I'm right, even though I'm not sure if I would paskin that way. L'maisa, whether it will be okay, but that's what he says, misvara, and that's it's a Yerushalmi. That there's more significance and importance in having the man's name in the get than having the woman's name, because as long as the woman is holding the shtar, so that is made that she is the one that the shtar is talking about. Just like there's an IOU. If an IOU says, I owe you 1,000, and then I'm holding the IOU. It doesn't say my name in the IOU, but I'm holding the IOU. So you owe me, because I'm holding it. So same, similar idea here.
But you have two wives.
Right, if you have two wives with the same name, but in a chinami.
No, if you're saying, I'm Mr. So-and-so, divorced you.
Right, so the question is, you're right, if there are two wives with the same name, who's holding the shtar right now? Right, even if they don't have the same name, right, but you have to know who's holding the shtar. Whoever's holding the shtar will be made on the one that she's the one that's divorced. That's what you have to say, even if they have, that would be the chiddush of this. That's how shtaras work. That's how IOUs work. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah, that the sofer has to leave out the makom of the tofes. So now we're going to generalize this. Shtare milveh. If you have a shtar of a loan, sarech sheyaniach makom ha-malveh, makom ha-loveh, makom ha-maos, makom ha-zman. You also have to leave out the places of milveh. What happens if I'm a sofer, and I hear outside that Reuven is in the process of begging Shimon for a loan? And I know Shimon's going to end, do it in the end. So I'm going to write the shtar even before it happens, just to have it ready. Says the Mishnah, you shouldn't do that, right? By shtari milvet, you have to leave it out. Why? As we'll see, gzera shtaros atu gittin, as we will see. Shtari mekach, similarly, shtaros of sales, sarach sheyaniach, makam halokeach, umakam hamocher, makam hamos, makam hasadeh, umakam hazman. You have to leave out all the important personal information. Mipnei hatakana. Because of the takana. What do those two words mean? The Gemara will have a couple of suggestions. What takana are we talking about? Rabbi Yehuda posa bakulon. Rabbi Yehuda passels all of them. What does that mean? He passels all of them. Even if you left these places. Sounds like he even needs the tofes written separately. Because goes there. Tofes atu toref. View the apostles, all of them. Rabbi Elazar machshir b'kulan. Rabbi Elazar is machshir by all of them. Even if you, machlokes, we'll see. Machshir b'kulan. Chutz v'gidei nashim, except for gidei nashim, sh'nemar v'kasav la lishma. What's Rabbi Elazar talking about? A machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says he's machshir by all of them, as long as you left out the Toref. Right? As long as you left out the Toref, he machshir by all of them, except by gidei nashim, because there, he's goes there the toe face up to the toe reef. So even the toe face has to be written lishma, because where it goes there, if you're allowed to write the form, you might fill in the names also, not lishma. So that's Rabbi Elazar at the end. Only by Gidei Nashim do you have that, but you don't have that by shtaras as well. That's Rashi's interpretation of the last sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Tosfos does not assume that way. Tosfos says that Rabbi Elazar shita here, he's machshir, even shtaros afilu the Torah. Venir al-Ri, look at the middle of Tosfos Rabbi Elazar. After he quotes Rashi, Venir al-Ri, Rabbi Elazar machshir b'shtaros afilu Torah. Right, even the Toref, right, when he says, Machshir b'kulon, Rashi said, as long as you leave out the Toref. No, Tosfos says, even if you write the Toref, By other shtaris, you can even write the Torah. If he's not, goes there. Atu gittin. And the only thing is by get, you have to write the whole, you have to leave the whole thing, because you want it to be written, you want it to be written lishma. Good. Again, the Rashi here quotes two different days, whether this is a psul l'chatchila, or a psul even b'di'evet. Says the Rashi, v'yesh mefarshim, the dafka l'chatchila gazer rabbalazer tofes atu toref. L'chat meaning l'maisa, by get, if you wrote the tofes already. So is it a good get? So some say it's only l'chatchila b'di'evet, but b'di'evet, if she got this get, that the tofes was written before she came, and then the Torah was written l'shma, so then it's okay, she can even get married. Kidamrinan, like it says earlier, by mechubar, talshu chasmu v'nasnu l'gasher. Just like mechubar, l'chadchili, you shouldn't write it on mechubar, but b'di'evet, if you did and you gave it, it's okay. But he says, v'harambanzal kasav u'b'di'evet nami pasol. But the Rabban says, if you didn't write the tofes, even though it's gzeirat Rabbanan, right, Zera Tofes Atu Toref, still it's going to be puzzle if you give it. And it's not like Mechubar. V'lodamil Mechubar, delo shchiach kulei hai. Writing a get of Mechubar is not so common. Right, so we're not going to be gozer li'ikuva there. But this one will be very common. Right, if the Sofrim know that b'di'evet is going to work, then they'll do it even l'chadchila. Right, that's a very common rabbinic problem, which sometimes the rabbis therefore say something is li'ikuva. If you allow them b'di'evet, then they'll just take it l'chadchila, and that's why it shouldn't be done. I know a number of poskim discuss just a totally different context, but it also comes up that we're worried about if you allow them, they're not going to be so careful. Right, we know by Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum, there's a we poskin that Bishul Akum is usur even if a non-Jew is cooking in my house. Right, let's say I have, a neighbor coming into my house that's not Jewish cooking in my house. That's also we paskin, that's Bishul Akum, even if it's in my house. And we also paskin separately that if it's a servant of mine, if it's a worker, if it's a livin that's cooking, we also paskin this Bishul Akum there by a non-Jew. What happens if it's a livin that lives in my house? A double in my house and somebody who works for me. So there are two separate machlokos in the Rishonim. So there are deos that are makel, the rivid, but we're machmir. So there are some poskim that say b'di'evet though, if it's a worker and it's in my house, b'di'evet can eat the food. You don't have to throw out the food. So there are those that say that, but other poskim say no, because if you allow them to eat the food, then they're just gonna not be so machmir about this in the first place, and they're gonna it's okay, we're gonna be able to eat the food anyway. It's not so bad. So, again, that's this exact svara that the Ramban says right here. Even though it's a derabban and it's bishum gzeira, but if you allow it b'di'evet, then they're just going to do it even l'chadchila. Ksivas tofes shelo l'shma, gzeira mitsuyahi, dim yatira l'sofrim lichtov tofes shelo l'shma, bitirdayu minshi v'kasu av toref, and they'll write even the toref, you don't want this to lead anywhere, and therefore it is a psul li'ikuva. The Pnei Yoshua adds that even though this is a psul li'ikuva, it's only a psul by get isha. It wouldn't be a psul by shtar shichrur, even though we have a lot of comparisons between shtar shichrur and get isha. Here, there's evidence that you would not apply the same rules. Why? Because by get isha, you can guess that the sofer, you know, might be right the tofes for sure, but also might come to write the toref. Let's say he hears his neighbors are fighting. They're fighting, the husband and wife. And he thinks that, you know what, it could lead to something. So, you know what, he's going to write it just in case they need it. He'll write even the names. So that's where it could come up, says the Pnei Yeshua. But by a shtar shichrur, how will you ever have in mind that the Baal wants to be Meshachar his Eved? It's not so common. What, the Eved is being rebellious? What, that he's going to want to be Meshachar him? So it doesn't come up. So again, says the Pnei Yeshua, the Rabbanim weren't gozer li'ikuva in that case, because it wasn't such a common case. Devadai lo shaya klal ligzar afilu begitin. Really, the whole chiddush of being gozer by gitin b'di'evet is a chiddush. But what do you say by shichrur? The reason they did it is lo shayach high milsav. Okay, lo olam lo yichtav atoreh below yediyas harav to be nayada shirotz lo shachrurro. How would he know? And also says the Pnei Yeshua, kol meshachrur avda over basay. And if you're free, your slave anyway, you're violating Nisr Asay, La'ola Bahem Tavodu. So we don't assume that Sofrim are going to jump the gun there. And because it's not Shriach, they're not gozer on it Li'ikuva. But when it comes to Gerisha, so it can be more common. And that is why they're gozer on it even Li'ikuva. Okay, let's continue. That is the Mishnah. So the Gemara adds on an important line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. There's something else that's not written in the Mishnah that is also a crucial part of the get. Tzarech sheyaniach af makom hareat muteres l'chal adam. You also have to leave out the line and write this line, l'shma, that you are mutter to all men now. Hareat muteres l'chal adam. And it is Rabbi Elazar he. Damar Eidim Mesira Karsi. Ubina Ksiva Lishma. And this whole Mishnah, says the Gemara, is, according to Rabbi Elazar, requires Eidim Mesira. So Vakasav La, as we know, is not going on the Chasimos, but it's going on the entire Shtar. And that's why all of these items have to be written Lishma, according to Rabbi Elazar. The Shaila is, why isn't this in the Mishnah? Right? Harayam Mutaras Lachal Adam is a crucial line. Why didn't the Mishnah say this? So the Pnei Yeshua in the next piece says, because it's obvious. What else is the get without Hari Amu Teres Lachal Adam? That's what a get is. It's matir her to be allowed to marry someone else. So the Mishnah doesn't write that. The Mishnah's chiddush is that even, not only is Hari Amu Teres Lachal Adam part of the Toreif, that's the Iker Toreif, but even the name and the date, says the Pnei Yeshua, it's obvious, you don't have to write Hari Amu Teres Lachal Adam. The Rishash is Madaik and Rashi, the opposite. The opposite direction. Look at the first Rashi of the Gemara. Half makom hari amuteres. Also, the makom. Look at Rashi's girsa. Right? Rashi says, Surah is our girsa, but half makom hari amuteres. Shigamze ikaro shall get. This is also. What do you mean, this is also? According to the Yeshua, no, this is obvious. The Mishnah is also. So the Rishash suggests that, according to Rashi, it's the opposite direction. The opposite direction of this is also, Hariyam Uteres is also part of the Torah. If you might have said that's part of the Toface. Right? You might have said that's part of the form. You're right. It's obviously part of the get, but it's not part of the important part of a Torah part of the get. And therefore, the question in direction is which is the Iker part and which is the added on part. Tosfos says here, because of Itzarach Shianiach, look at Tosfos, Bechol Duchta Mashma Shekosfin Lashin Zebeget. It's clear that you write this lashon in the get. Hariyam muteres lachal adam. Uperek basra. In the last perek, we will learn nami tanya. Kufa shall get hariyam muteres lachal adam. Vehineg Rabbeinu Tam lichtov lashon zebeget. Rabbeinu Tam told everybody. It's not in the Mishnah, but it's in the Gemara. He told everybody you have to write this lashon in the get. Avav betov say gitin lo hayakasuf. But don't write it in the forms. You have to write this as part of the get. Mikal makom ein lahotzi laz al gitin arishonim. But don't be motzi laz and think there's a question about the earlier gittin that didn't have this lashon. Shahari ma'arichin lichtov kama lashonos baged the chashiv kamo hari amuteres lachal adam. Right, this lashon is what we use now, says Rabbeinu Tam, but the earlier gittin that used other lashonos, it's okay. It's not like there was a takana, like a bracha, that you have the language that Chazal said, and now you're being mishanei mimarbeo shatav v'chachamim. Right, that is not what's going on here. Right, like we had earlier in the first parak in the Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam sugyas, and we said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Heyam Abayz, Kol Mishana Mimarbeo Shetavu Chachamim Megitin Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer. Right, we had that extreme lashon in Rabbi Meir. We said if you don't say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam, exactly what you're supposed to say, so that could be problems. Rabbi Tam says that's not what's happening here. The Gemara says that you should put this in, but you could have the idea of this statement as well, and therefore we write it Bizman Azeh, says Rabbeinu Tam, and it's quoted in the poskim, but it doesn't mean that that's the only Lashon that you could write. If you have a substitute Lashon, that also works. Good, back to the Gemara. Gemara says, now Bitzricha, we need Shmuel. Shmuel has said that three Mishnayos in our parak are all following Rabbi Elazar. We need Shmuel to say it about each one of the Mishnayos that he commented on. The Iyashminan Dahaka Maisa, if he only commented on the first one. What's the first one? The first one is back. We get to Chazra a little bit now. The first one is the Mishnah back on Chaf Aleph and Mabez about Mechubar. The Mishnah said, don't write again on something that is attached to the ground. If you did, then it is kosher. So that Mishnah, Shmuel said, is like Rabbi Elazar. That Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, diktani, because it says the first two lines of that Mishnah are difficult to put together. Ein kosvin v'ktani kosvo. It says, don't do it, but if you did it, it's okay. So we understand that to mean, based on Rabbi Elazar Shita, don't write the toface onto the Tari, but if you did, and you gave it, right, don't write it in Mechubar, because the Chachili you shouldn't, but if you did, it is okay. That's why He said that Mishnah is like Reb Elazar. So in that case, Aval Seifa, but in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amid Beis, where we discussed everybody could write the get, even a Cherishot of a Katan, and even a woman could write the get, because Ein Kiyum HaGet Ela B'Chosmav, that was the language of the Mishnah. So Eva Seifa, Diktani, She'ein Kiyum HaGet Ela B'Chosmav, Eim Rabbi Meiri, Darei Dechazim HaKarsi, that sounds like Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Lazar has to say. That's what Shmuel has to say. It's even like Rabbi Lazar. And remember how we explained it then? Chosmav there means, because usually they, the Mesira, are the ones that sign it too. But really, it's like Rabbi Lazar Shita. We had the different days in the Gemara there. The Yashmina Biyahi, and if you only had that, those two, Hahinami Ikaluk Makar Rabbi Lazar. Fine, that one could be like Rabbi Lazar. Aval Ha, but in our Mishnah here, Ema, maybe we should say, me the Sefer Rabbi Lazar, from the fact that the last line of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar Machshir Bakulon, Havi Reisha Lav Rabbi Lazar. So it must be that the Reisha of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Lazar. Right, you would say he's coming in only at the end. Katsricha, that's why Shmuel comes and says, no, the beginning of our Mishnah is also like Rabbi Lazar. He's only brought in at the end because he argues on the element of how far you stretch this to other shtaris when it comes to shtare mecher and shtare mikneh. But really, all of them are, Shmuel says, are based on Rabbi Lazar Shita. Fine. Then we had the two words in the Mishnah that we didn't know how to explain it. Mipnei ha-takana. Why do you have this all by other shtaris? Because of the takana. What does that mean? So, day number one. Amar, Rabbi Yonasan, Mipnei takana sofer. The takana sofer. You want to help out the scribes. You want them to be able to have their shtaris ready. So therefore, we allow them to write everything besides the ikker part. It's like Rabbi Lazar who says Edi Mesira Karsi, and therefore you need the shtar, the get, written lishma. Ubedinu dafilu tofis nami lo lichtov. And we don't. We should have them not even be able to write the tofis of shtaros, because it might be confused with writing the tofis of Gittin, and we don't want there to be confusion. We should have takana sofer shara rabbanan. But the rabbanan said, you know what, we want sofer to be able to have shtaris available, and therefore we allow them to write it. That's what Rashi says. Mipnei takana sofer, the middle of the wide lines in Rashi. Hitiru lichtov tofes shalo lishma. They were allowed to write the tofis shalo lishma for Rabbi Lazari. Hadiktani bebnei atakana hitiru lichtov tofes halavach yavi aser Rabbi Lazar hidaboy lishma b'ksiva midaraisa. And really, lo lichtov, you shouldn't be able to write the tofes dilma atzil mechtav toreif. But because takana is so fair, so it should be ready, we allow it as long as you left over the toreif. And then he says at the end, v'toreif tishar shtaris nami gazer mishim toreif tegitin. Right? It's all piled on Xeris. So that's number one. Takana means we allow them to write tfasim because we want them to have it ready. And then Rabbi Yehuda posa bakulan, and if that's the line of Mibnei HaTakana, the next line of the Mishnah that says that Rabbi Yehuda pasels, he argues he does not have this takana. Posa bakulan, gazer tofes atu toref, gazer shtaros atu gitin. Right, he is the largest in terms of the chumrah. And Rabbi Elazar makshir bakulan chutz migitei nashim. Why? Tofes atu toref gazer. He says you can't write the tofes by gittin, but shtaros atu gittin lo gazer. But he doesn't go the next step of shtaros atu gittin. Why? Rashi says that would have been a gzera l'gzera. That would be a gzera upon top of a gzera, four lines from the bottom, and therefore you wouldn't do that. We have an interesting discussion in the poskim. We said we know, you all know the principle, ain't goes from gzera l'gzera. We don't make gzera l'gzera. But, just to remind ourselves, we had a big discussion back in the first parak, back on Dav Zayin Amabez, when we had it on Chesam Abez, we had the issue of Shvus on Shabbos. And we said Amir La'akum is going to be Mutter B'makam Yishev Eretz Yisrael. We had the whole discussion there. But there we discussed the halacha that we hold that Shvus to Shvus, a double drabbanan on Shabbos, is not going to be automatically Mutter. No, you need Mishum Choli, Mishum Tzarchei Rabim, Mishum something. So ask the poskim, what's the difference between Ein Gozring, Zera L'Gzera, and Shvus to Shvus, which is not automatically mutter. Right, you want to say there's a difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas the rest of Halacha? No. You even have in Gozer and Gzera L'Gzera by Shabbos. So what's the difference? So the answer given by the Achronim is that they're based on the Rishonim already. But there's a big difference between the two. Shvus to Shvus just means there happens to be two overlapping Durabanans. It doesn't mean that, well, we'll get to what the other ones. Let's say I ask a guy to do a Durabanan for me. So that's a double Durabanan. The guy is asking a non-Jew to do something on Shabbos. Is one is a Durabanan. We assume there's a smog that says Amir Lakim is Daraisa, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin Amir Lakim is Durabanan for one of various reasons. The Rambam says Gzeirai might come to do it. The Rashi of Zara says that it's Vidaber Dovar, right? You're not supposed to be involved. They're very different approaches. But either way, one Durabanan on Shabbos is Amir Lakim, and another Durabanan is whatever Malachi is doing. That's a shvus. That happens to be where two Durabanans overlap. So there, it's still usur. Two Durabanans overlap, it's still two Durabanans. And I need a makom tzarech to allow it. Ein goes with zeir l'gzeir is very different. The Rabbanan will never, according to this principle, say A is usur because it might lead to B, if B is usur because it might lead to C. That's in Gozung Zero Xera, where it's two steps removed. There's an Issa Daraisa. So I'm going to Aser A, so I don't come to do the Issa Daraisa. Then I'm going to Aser B, so I don't come to do A, which itself is Aser because I don't come to do the Issa Daraisa. That's in Gozung Zero Xera. Sometimes the Rabbanan will say what's called Kulachad Xerahi, which means we needed to do both steps, because if you don't do step two, step one is going to just fall and never be Kayam anyway. So sometimes we will be Gozung Zero Xera if we could say the Rabbanan had to give it teeth. But otherwise, we would say, ain't gozring zera l'gzera. There's also another important discussion in this in these definitions. Rav Schechter talks about this in his Eretz Tzvi, that there might be a difference between a gzera and a malacha. Gzera's durabanan and malacha's durabanan. A gzera is purely, don't do this, shema yavo. That's a gzera. But sometimes you have something on Shabbos. It's not also mishum gzeira shema yavo. No, but it's a malacha derabanan. Let's say I write on Shabbos in a way that it's eno miskayim. So it's going to be asa derabanan. Let's say I write on a fogged up window. I take my finger. I write on a fogged up window. So the post can say that's asa derabanan. So is that a gzeira? Gzeira? I might come to write with a permanently. No. It's probably, it's a malacha d'rabbanan. There's a malacha d'araisa on Shabbos that there has certain requirements. Malachas machsheves, miskayev, has to be the normal way, right? So, but if it's done in an shinui, is that only misham gzera? Maybe. If I write with my left hand, I might come to write with my right hand. Or it could be no. That's a malacha d'rabbanan on Shabbos. Here too, writing, ain't a miskayev. That's a malacha d'rabbanan. So there might be differences in the world of gzera l'gzera also. Difference between Xeris and Malachas. Some Rishonim are Machalik between two different Dinim Durabanan that are very close to each other. Shehiyah and Hachazara. Shehiyah is the whole world of how to leave food on fires from before Shabbos. How am I allowed to leave it with the chalent and the hot plate? And Hachazara is how am I allowed to heat up food on Shabbos morning? How do I put it on the different heat sources? Shehiyah, according to the Gemara, is based on Xeris. Shema yechate b'gachalim. I might, don't do it because you might come to stoke the coals. Shema yechate. But what about hachzara in the morning? Most Rishonim assume, why is hachzara asur? Because mechzi kimevashel. It looks like cooking. There are some that say even that is shema yechate, but what does that mean? It looks like cooking. And therefore what? So you might say, and therefore people might think it's mutter, therefore you might come to cook, yes. But, or it might be differently. No, mechzi kimevashel because it's malacha d'rabbanan of cooking. There's a difference between Xeris and Malachos, Durabanan, and therefore you might have different halachos between the two. So here, when we have Rashi quotes, Ein Gozung Xera L'Xera, number one, to remember the difference between Xera L'Xera and Shvus to Shvus, not just overlapping Durabanans, but a Durabanan that's Atu B, Atu C, very big difference between those two halachos, and also the difference between a Xera and a Malacha, which doesn't only come up in Hilchos Shabbos, it might come up in other areas of halacha, right? Well, Basar B'chalav, Basar Uf B'chalav, is that purely because you might get mixed up? Or the Rabbanan gave it the status of Basar B'chalav the Rabbanan. Again, you might say a little of both. It started off as Xera and it has the status to Rabbanan. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, third to last line. Shenemar V'kasavla. So what's the first day in the Mishnah? The last line. We'll get to the later pshatim of what Takana means. But the last line of the Mishnah, first we're going to continue that. Rebbe Lazar says, he's machshir by all of them except by Gitei Nashim. Shenemar V'kasavla. V'ha ki ksiv la tarifu dechsiv. But that, what do you mean? There's a din d'oraisa. The Kasav law is explaining why even the toface has to be written l'shma, but that pasuk is going on the Torah. So ela ema mishum shenemar v'kasav law l'shma. Don't say dichsif. It's mishum shenemar. Because it says, because of the Lishma, talking about the Torah, that's why the Rabbanon added on the Toface, Gzeirah, you might come to write the Torah, Shalol Lishma. Kasha, the Rabbalazar, the Rabbalazar. So Kasha, within Rabbalazar, the beginning of the Mishnah, you were Mokim like Rabbalazar, and were Machshir, as long as you left out the Toface, and the end of the Mishnah says you have to write the Toface even Lishma. So, Trey Tanoi, I leave it to Rabbalazar. Fine. Two later Tanam, within Rabbalazar said, and that's how you answer the Stira. Number one. Number two. Now we're up to number two. What does takana mean? Well, we're going to have 3 days all together. The Mishnah said, you allow this because of the takana. First day it was, you allow the sofrim to write the tfasim, so they have it ready. Number two. Reb Shabtai, Amar Chizkiah, Mishum Ketata. It's Mishum Ketata. What? Because of quarrels. What does that mean? Verabi Meiri. The Omar Edei Chasima Karsi. It's really Rabbi Meir who says this line of the Mishnah. Who holds Edei Chasima? That's the only part that has to be written Lishma. Ubedinu Dafilu Torah Nami Lichtov. Really, according to Rabbi Meir, right? Remember the case of Matzu Ba'ashma? Right? The whole thing can be written not Lishma, even the Torah. Just leave out the signatures. The problem is, if you do that, Vizimnin Deshama Leila Sofer Dekakasiv. The sofer is going to hear that they're fighting, and he's going to say, okay, I'm going to get the get right ready, and then the husband's going to come in, v'savra ihu ka'amar le, and then the sofer is going to be writing it. He's going to be dictating to himself as he writes it. The woman's going to be walking by the base medrash, and she's going to hear the sofer saying her name and her husband's name. She's going to say, really? He really wants to divorce me? It's so bad? Forget it. It's going to cause problems. It's going to cause problems. It's shalom bias. It's going to cause them to get divorced. So therefore, we don't allow, even according to Rabbi Meir, who Meikara did, you can write the Torah, but mipnei ha-takana. What does takana mean? For the takana of the marriage. To try to save the marriage, we don't allow the Torah to be the written. Rav Chazal were very much concerned about shalom bias between the husband and the wife, and even this, it can make the sofer's life a little easier. But Chazal, right, we learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself allows his name to be erased to keep shalom bias, and therefore says the Gemara here too, Mibnei HaTakana is because of shalom bias. Beautiful Rambam, again, it's a known Rambam, the last halacha in Sefer Zmanim. What's the last set of halachas in Zmanim? Hilchas Chanukah. What's the last halacha? Why does the Rambam put this last? Because he wants to end off on a high note. Most of the Svarim of the Rambam, if not all, they all end off. There's one or two, maybe not fully, but almost all the Svarim of the Rambam, the last halacha is going to be something hashkafically inspiring. Right, the end of Me'ilah, the end of Hilchas Tshuva, the Mada. So here the Rambam says, the end of Zmanim. He quotes a detail of Hilchas Chanukah, but he puts this last because he wants this to be what you remember. Ha yalafad of ner beis over ner Chanukah. You only have enough money for ner Chanukah and the candle in your house, which pashas means Shabbos candles. The Rambam might not mean that, but either way, the candle in your house. Oh, ner beis over kiddush hayom, or you only have enough money for your Shabbos candle or kiddush. Ner beiso kode mishum shalom beiso. Shalom bayis. Sharei Hashem nimchak laso shalom beinish leishto. Because we know, Shem Hashem, Hashem is mochel on his covered for shalom bayis. And then the Rambam ends off, Gadol HaShalom. Great is peace and serenity. Shakala Torah nitzna la'aso shalom ba'olam. Wow. The entire Torah was given in order to help foster peace in the world. Right? Which makes it so terrible when throughout the world, people, and even Jews, Rachman al-Islan, scream out in machlokes in the name of God. Right, here we have the whole purpose of the Torah, right? Talmid Chachamim Mar B'Shalom Ba'olam. Right, so the Rambam ends off, Kol HaTorah Nitna La'asot Shalom Ba'olam, Sheneamar Derachei Darchei Noam V'Chol Nesiv Aseh Shalom. That's the Rambam's punchline of Hilchas Chanukah. Right, Shalom Bayis, like our Gemara says here, Mibnei HaTakana, because of Takana Shalom Bayis, even Rabbi Meir, who technically would allow the Torah to be written, Shalom Lishma, he would not allow it. Again, there's so much about Shalom Bayis that we could talk about. Rabbi Yaakov's thought on Sota. We'll see if we can mention it at the end. But either way, we'll continue for now. Good. Rav Chisda Amar, third opinion. Third opinion, what does Takana mean? Amar Abimi Mishum Takana Sagunos. Right, Takana Sagunos. To prevent agunos, women who are stuck. Right? What does that mean? Amri la Rabbi Meir v'Amri la Rabbi Elazar. And Rav Chisda says this can be even either within Rabbi Meir's opinion or Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Amri la Rabbi Meir, within Rabbi Meir's opinion, da Amar Edi Chasima Karsi. Ubedinu da Afilu Toref Naami Lichtov. Really? You should be able to even write the Toref, Shelo Lishma. But what's going to happen? You're going to have it already. Then there's going to be a fight between them. The husband's going to get very mad at his wife. He's going to go to the sofer who has the get already. He's going to take it and give it to his wife. Vizarek le niele, throw it to his wife, umaagain, umosivla, and then be maagain her. What does maagain here mean in this context? We'll go at Rashi's shot first. Rashi says, by divorcing her, you're leaving her without a husband. And if you divorce her very fast, so that's also a form of aguna. Because she is, literally, aguna means a chained woman. But here, it's that she's not, she's all alone. Right, that's, we're using aguna in the larger sense, according to Rashi. Umosavla, meaning, according to this first daya, it's similar to the last parak in Baba Basra, what's called Get Mekusher. Right, by Kohanim, the Gemara describes, because we know a Kohen cannot be Maxer Grusha, so we want the Kohen to be very patient before he divorces his wife. So the Rabbanan instituted that when a Kohen divorces his wife, you have to do a lot more in the process about tying the get and folding it so that by the time you finish this, hopefully he'll be calmed down and he won't want to divorce his wife. So to here, similar idea. We don't allow to write the Toref because we want to give him time to calm down. And if not, he'll just go and he'll be ma'agein his wife. The Rashba and other Rishonim are bothered by this pshat of Rashi because that's never what the word aguna means. Aguna always means that she's stuck, not that she's divorced. If she's divorced, she can marry somebody else. You wouldn't use the lashon of aguna here, number one. Question number two, why does it specifically say he'll take the get and throw it at her? Just say he'll give it to her. Why Dafka does it say throw it at her here? So the Rashba says no. The point is put both two questions, give an answer. Sometimes one question answers the other question. He's going to be so mad. He's going to come and he's going to take the get, just throw it at her and run away. So that's why throwing, and you're not going to know whether it was kar of law or kar of law. And therefore it's going to end up being a suffolk get. And therefore she's going to be an aguna. Because she's not going to be able to marry anybody else. And that's why the case is Dafka. Throw it. He's going to be so mad he's not going to want a way to give it to her. He's just going to throw it at her and leave. And that's going to cause aguna. So machlokas, Rashi and the Rashba, what exactly is the case here? The Chasam Sofer has a third shot. And this is much discussed in the poskim. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's halacha in Choshen Mishpat, in Shin Lamed Gimel. Let's say there's a worker that has to pay his, an employer who has to pay his worker. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if the Balabayas says to the Pohel in anger, Mitoch Rischa, Sheyoho Lachzerbo Bachatzi Hayom, B'makam Seder Shal Balabayas, Rashoi Balabayas Lachzerbo Mimichiloso. If the Pohel, usually a Pohel is allowed to like quit in the middle of the day. Again, it's not fair to the owner. What if the owner is so mad, he says, fine, leave. Fine, yeah, like, says something in anger. So does that really work? Anger, transactions in anger, do they work? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no. Because he did it in anger, you have to assume he's out of control. He's busy being Ovid of Anazara. Kalakoh is killed Ovid of Anazara. And he could be Choserbo. Anan Sadi Demachmas Rischo Hu Omer Shemochel. Right, so therefore, that's what Shulchan Aruch. So the Chasam Sofer says that's what's going on here. If he gives the get bitoch anger, so we're not going to be sure whether it's a good get or not, and that's why it's going to be an aguna, right? Because we don't know is it really like that day in the Choshen Mishpat or not. So all the poskim wonder. The Chasam Sofer here, and also the other Reuel Yashiv, you know, but over there by the worker, we really have a suffix. Here, the poskim, except the Chasam Sofer, they don't bring up that that's the issue. It sounds like from our Gemara that even if he gives it mitoch anger, it's going to be a good get. That's what it sounds like. That's the pashtus of the Gemara in Baba Basra. That's why we have to have this whole discussion about get pashtun and get mekusher, because we don't want the Kohen to go through with it. What do you mean? He's angry. It doesn't work. The answer is maybe there's a difference. Dine Maminis, the Reuel Yashiv says, over there he didn't say a word. All he did was say something. Okay, fine. The Baal HaBayis. That's where maybe he could be go back. But here he did a Maisa. He gave a get. So maybe you can't undo a Maisa, even though you can undo a undo Das. Okay, there's More, the Chashuge Chevet here discusses the case. Reuven is a worker, is working for Shimon. And he goes, he says, he goes for his paycheck, and he's supposed to get paid 1,000 shekel. And Shimon says, no! I said I'm giving you in two tashlumin. Here's 500. And the guy gets, he says, 500? Just take your 500. He throws him the 500 back and leaves. So, was he just mochel on that 500? Right, or was he not? Right, because that's the question of the Chashuge Chevet. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that Rav Chisda says, our Mishnah, Takanas Agunos, could either be within Rabbi Meir, or Amila Rabbi Lazar. Da'amar Edich Mesira Karsi. Rabbi Lazar holds Edich Mesira Karsi, meaning, Ubedinu Dafilo Tofes Damilo Lechtof. Really, you shouldn't even be able to write the Tofes, because unique Siva Lishma. But Vizimnin, to boil the Mazel of Medina Sayam, Veloashkech Safar Veshavikla. This is real Aguna. The husband's going to come to the Sofer, I'm leaving, unless the get's ready in 5 minutes. So if you don't have it ready, then the guy's going to leave, and it's going to be a problem. And that's why we allow the Tofes to be written according to Rebbe Lazar. So 3 days in the Mishnah, what is in the Gemara, what does Takana mean? Takana Sofer, Takana Kitata, or Takana Saguna. And within Takana Saguna, two opinions. Viter. Umaka Mazman, so the Mishnah says you have to leave out the date. Leave out the date of the get. Kapasik Vatani, Loshnamina Nisun, Loshnamina Erisin. The Mishnah is not Machalik, so we assume this means whether it's a get after Nisuin, where there was Bia, obviously, or after Erisin. So Bishlamina Anisuin. I understand why you need a date in the get if it's Nisuin, because of the two reasons we mentioned earlier. Bein Lamanda Amar Mishon Basa Chosa, you're going to cover up on your niece, Ika. Bein Lamanda Amar Mishon Peire Ika. The 2 days we had earlier make sense, because they all have to do with Nisuin. That's when the husband is able to eat fruits from the Nichse Malug, and that's when we're worried about the Bia. Ela mina erisin, but if it's a get mina erisin, bishlam alaman darim shem basa choso ika, I understand according to the daya, that your reason you need the date in the star is because he's going to have rachmanis on his wife, who was mizana, and he's going to say he was divorced earlier, so that's funny business, so even mina erisin, you have to have a get, because you don't want them to play this trick. Elaman darim shem peirei, arusam yisla peirei, but if they're only married mina erisin, then the husband never had any rights to the peiros of the Nechse Malug. So, what do you even need the get for? If he ate anything, then it was Asur. Amar Av Amram, Hamilsa Shamis Mine De Ula. I heard the following from Ula. De Amar, he made the following statement. Mishum Takanas Vlad. 3 words. Because of the Takana of the children. Velo Yadana Mayniyu. I didn't understand what he meant. I didn't understand what he meant by that. Kiven de shamite loha de tanya. But once I heard the following brisa, it all became clear to me. Ha'omer kisu get la arusasi. If somebody says, write a get, he's in Erisin, and he says to the sofer, write a get for me and my arusa. I guess he doesn't have any high hopes for this marriage. L'kisha echna sena agarshena. So that after I do nisuin with her, I can then divorce her. Eino get. Not allowed to write such a get. V'yomar Ula Maitam. Why does Ula say over there, you can't write that get? Gzeira Shemayomru Gita Kodim Labana. Because what's going to happen? He's going to have Nisuin, and then he's going to have a child, and then he's going to give the get that has the earlier date. Or the people know it's from the earlier date, and they're going to think that the children were born after the Gittin, and they're Pagum. They're not Mamzerim, but they're Pagum. They were born out of wedlock. So that's why you can't write such a get. So says Rav Amram, once I heard that about that case, now I understand that's also the issue here. Hachanami, Gzera, Shemayomru, Gite, Kodum Labana. So to here, I'm worried that they'll say Gite, Kodum Labana, because even by a get minha erisin, because it might lead to Nisuin, so therefore, that's why you require this man, even according to the man to Amar, Mishum Peira, even by marriage, only minha erisin. Good. Amar Bzeira, Amar Biabar Shela, Amar Bamnuna Saba, Amar Vadabar Ava, Amar Raf. Halacha Rabbi Elazar. The halacha like Rabbi Elazar. Which part of Rabbi Elazar? Rashi says even the tofes has to be written lishma. You got to leave out the tofes. That was the last line of the Mishnah. Even the tofes mishum dekasa v'la lishma. Kari Rav alei Rabbi Elazar and Rav said about Rabbi Elazar tuvina dechakime. He's awesome. He is the greatest rabbi. He's great, Rabbi Elazar. Right, that's what Rav said about him. Says the Gemara, V'yafilu b'shar shtaris nami, do we also hold like Rabbi Elazar in what he says about shar shtaris? Meaning he says, you only have this din by gittin, and not by Shar Shtaris. When we said that Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, even by Shar Shtaris, how is like Rabbi Elazar? Is that saying both of, we hold like both of his statements? Or no? The Yomar Rav Papi, Mishmei de Rava. After all, it doesn't seem that way. Why? Because Rava says, Hai Ashrata de Daini. That means Bezdin, as we've spoken about it in this Masechta, Kiyim Shtaris. After Bezdin verifies a Shtar, through Edim, through their own testimony, they give it a stamp. The Gushpanka. That's called Ashrata de Daini. The stamp of Bezdin. Hai Ashrata de Daini. De Michtava Mikami de Lasadi Sadi. What if Bezdin knows that the Edom are coming tomorrow to testify about their signatures? They know that they're going to have a busy day tomorrow. So they're going to write the Ashrata, the verification, before the Edom even testify about it. That's not allowed. Psula. Why? Alma mechzi kishikra. Because it looks like a falsehood. So that's over there. So Hachanami says the Gemara, see here too by other shtaras, Mechzi Kishikra. You're going to say, we pass on like a Belazar, that you're allowed to write everything right beforehand? But isn't that a falsehood, Mechzi Kishikra? The Gemara says, Valesa, no, really, we don't have that chshash by other shtaras. Midr Rav Nachman, Tom Rav Nachman, Omar Hayyir Meir, Afilu Matzu Ba'ashma Chasmu Barasa Lakasher. Remember the case, we've had a few times already. If you find a get in the garbage and you take it and you sign it, it's kasher. If you feel a Rabbanon Lapligale de Rabba Meir, and even the Rabbanon, Rabba Lazar, only argues on that, Ela Begite Nashim, to be in a Ksiva Lishma. Right? Aval, unique Ksiva Lishma, Aval Bishar Shtaris Loba. By other Shtaris, they would agree. Meaning, we pass it like Rabba Lazar, even by Shar Shtaris. Right? Only by get do you have the special din of you need the toface and the Torah Lishma. By other shtaris, you can write it all beforehand. Why? What's the raya? Tamar Abasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shtar Shalova Bo Pro. Let's say Reuven lent Shimon money, 100. He repaid him that day. And that day later, he wants to give him another loan for the same amount. Could you use that shtar? It was written for the first loan. Could you use it for the second loan? No. Eino chozer v'lo v'bo. You cannot use it. Shekvar nimchal shibudo. The shibudim that were created for the first loan have already been undone, and therefore this shtar is not allowed to be used for a second one. So what's the reason? Taima de nimchal shibudo. The only reason you can't use it for the second loan is because of this lumdus of this. There's no shibudim. It was already undone. Avo mishum shikra lo chashinon. You're not worried about the fact that it was written beforehand. It's just an issue of Nimchal Shibudo, and that's why you see that we pass like Rabbi Elazar across. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. This shtar, let's say you use this shtar for the second loan of the day. So is that meaningless, or is it just not a shtar, but you could collect from Bnei Chorin? That's a Machlokas Aposkin. The Rambam says it's like a shard, it's like a cheres, meaning it's meaningless. It's meaningless. Nimchal Shibudo means it's not a shtar, it's nothing. While other Rishonim, the Ramah Paskins and Choshe Mishpan and Simin Yonei, that you could be able to collect from Bnei Chorin. Even if you cannot collect from Mishubadim, but it is a raya on the loan, enough to say that the other person cannot say, Shtarcha biyadi my boy, and therefore, he will be able to at least collect from Bnei Chorin. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, keep in mind, anybody wants to sponsor any of the shiurim on the OU website, feel free to click in. And also, anybody wants to join our building campaign to help us create a new home for the daf, feel free to go to the Nofei HaShemesh website and join and check out the sponsorships. Okay, we'll stop here.